Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos with
Sister Amen.
Ready for some more edification. We hope you are all doing well.
We do. We hope so.
Today was an awesome day. Brother Kuo and I and Sister Amen went. And where'd we go, Sister Amen?
Well, first,
the Lord gave us another day.
Yeah, he did.
To live in joy and peace.
Yeah, amen.
Let's not forget that.
No.
That's most important.
I don't forget that.
And then where'd we go?
Well, before we went anywhere,
okay,
I went for a little bit of a walk this morning,
yep,
and I saw a woman. She was doing, she was exercising or something. It was really cold out. She had a big old sweatsuit on or something, and as she was coming, I positioned myself where I could kind of cross her path, and when she came by, I offered her a gospel card. She stopped. She took it, got some truth, and then on her way,
good job,
went.
Sister Amen.
So that was a nice
being a worker
to the day, yeah.
Being a worker.
And then
after that, where did we go?
Then we went and stood outside of a Baptist church,
yep,
to preach the gospel and call them to repentance and help them and share the good news and the truth.
Yeah, you got to talk to a lady.
I did, yeah. I don't know if she was, like, seriously seeking truth, but she was crying.
She wasn't a mocker.
She was listening.
Yep.
Yeah. And so I got to share some truth with her. And
Brother Kuo talked to some men. I talked to some men. I did a lot of preaching, warning them about their false gospel, warning them about their worldliness, warning them about their male phallic symbol on the roof of the building, mailing them about, telling them about their feminization, their mm-hmm. pride, their
yep.
vanity, their Roman Catholic traditions that they keep, all these type of things. And we hope and pray. We got some emails afterwards about it.
Uh-huh.
We hope and pray that those seeds land on fertile ground. And Brother Koo and I just did Proverbs 12 today, read it and discussed it. And it really came clear to me that this is really helping me. Like when we're in ministry and whether we're in the streets one-on-one or we're at events with mostly worldly people, some church people, or we're at church, standing outside churches, the battle is not us against churches. Us against the worldly people. The battle is righteousness, that which is right against darkness and evil and lies.
Ephesians 6.
Yeah.
Spiritual battle.
And it's, I know that's true, but I just read Proverbs 12 and it's like it constantly takes you back towards righteousness and then wickedness, righteousness and wickedness. And so we go defending righteousness and sound doctrine and truth, and they make excuses as they live in their lies and their wickedness and their evil. And by the way, they had a hired police officer there, was there before we got there.
Mm-hmm.
She walked up and tried to tell us we couldn't be on the public sidewalk. I definitely straightened her out nicely. She later confessed, yep, she was wrong. She shouldn't have done that, trying to ask me to leave the public sidewalk. Four more police officers showed up. And we were peaceful
mm-hmm.
on a public sidewalk.
Yeah, no
peaceable.
Problem.
They all, we were so peaceful, they all end up leaving.
Yeah,
and nothing came of any of it.
Yeah.
And but you can check out, Sister Amen's got the post linked at the edification page.
Mm-hmm.
And we just love to go and shine the truth. There was a lot of young people there. And it's amazing, these people that see us there, and then I get emails, and they totally lie about what we said.
Yeah, and you notice something. Well, we know this. I'm just bringing it up. We go there to help them see this great big humongous pile and list of sins they have. They totally ignore it and try to turn something on us.
And they usually lie about it.
And we see that
yep.
through the church people. We see that in many different ways.
Even people that confess Christ and walk in sound doctrine, they also twist the truth.
Yep.
They don't tell the truth. They walk in strife. I just did a teaching about strife versus peace.
And cover up theirs.
Yep, they're looking for a cloak for a sin. Yeah. So it is kind of, it is very, very sad. But we love these people. There's hope for them. If they would just, and ready, here's a pretty interesting thing. Matthew 15, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. They honor with their Bible under their arms. Sister Amen, how many men and women did you see carrying Bibles around today? Did anybody come and open it up when I asked them to and said, let's go to the scriptures. I'll show you. Mark 7, you're worshiping God in vain. I'll show you. You must be in spirit and truth. I'll show you where you're keeping pagan holidays that God didn't ordain and you have no right to make days holy. Did anybody come and bring their Bibles?
No, not to open them up and discuss them, no. In fact, brother noticed, he said, one of the Bibles, it had a cover on it. The outside of the Bible matched the woman's skirt.
Adorned.
And he said, yeah, it didn't, Yeah, and we were seeing that the insides of the Bibles aren't matching the insides of the people. They're based on the ones that came up and were pushing back against the truth.
Yeah, and by the way, this is a place that wants to build a $3 million building. Why do we stand against these places? If you're listening and you're going, why are you against them? It's not only their false gospel that won't save anyone and not, they don't come out of the world. It's not only their pagan holidays and their worldliness and their carnality and all their lies. Here's a little tidbit for you. They got more on their website about raising $3.5 million for a new building than they do about the gospel of Jesus Christ on their build, on their website. And the financial man today, in a pink, he had a pink sport coat on. When I said, you have more on your website about your $3.5 million fundraiser than your gospel, he said, well, I'll agree with you there. He agreed that they have more. And guess what they're going to do with this building? One of the reasons they want the building, a gymnasium. Since when did Jesus say put up carnal gymnasiums? And they want more room to have Super Bowl parties. It literally says that on their website. This is why we oppose these places. They're not about the truth of God. They're not about raising up holy, biblical, godly saints. They are the deception of Satan, the workers of iniquity, and we go in case there's a sheep there that they can see some people stand against it and get emboldened. Paul says other men were made bold because of my boldness, my chains. We hope that they see us and they go, what are they talking about? Whether it's the male phallic symbol up on the roof, or whether it's their pagan holidays or their false gospel. Today I had to call out as people walk by and I said, there's lots of harlotry here. Women dressed like harlots. I didn't call anybody a harlot. No, I don't know what their sexual life is. I said, dressed like harlots. Sister Amin, you're a woman. Did you see harlotry there today?
Absolutely.
I saw one woman walk by. She looked like she was in a nightgown. I'm just going to say that.
Lingerie would be the word.
Yeah. And so wickedness and sin, and we stand against it for the love of our neighbor, and we're told to go, contend for the faith, preach the gospel, call them to repentance. You know, I'm not a prophet. Go read about the prophets. Whenever they showed up at Israel and told them the truth and called them to repentance, the Israelites didn't like it either.
No, huh? And the good news on that, even though it was a little town, there was quite a bit of traffic going through. So in between, while they were inside doing their thing, we were outside flying signs.
And we try to be productive.
We're outside always anyway. I just want to clear that.
Oh, yeah. We're always on a public sidewalk. Yep. We try to be productive. We're flying signs on the busy street. And while we're waiting for the Baptist church to let out, what do we do, Sister Amin?
Well, there was another little church on the other side of the street letting out over there. So we helped them along in the truth, too, whether they wanted it or not.
Just stood there and preached, warned them, told them, you know, that they're not preaching the biblical gospel. They're worldly, and we are going to put a testing of them up. And we do these testings so that people will look it on the internet and can go and test and study. We're giving people the resources to find the truth, whether it's in person, a gospel card, signs on our van, on the website, email. We're doing everything possible. I think the only thing we're not doing is putting up billboards, which some people do that. Unfortunately, they're not biblical.
Yeah.
But that's just another whole different ministry. So, yeah, it was awesome. We stood out and God was glorified. Then we spent some time in a marketplace. Some gospel cards went out there and we got that whole post up online. Check it out with all the video and audio. And then Brother Kuo and I, Sister Amin did a sister's post. Brother Kuo and I went to the Word. We each brought a study. I brought a teaching. And we went over Proverbs 12. So it's been another full day.
Super fruitful. Full
and you know
day.
What, Sister Amin?
What?
I love serving God in joy, in peace, without confusion.
Right. Me too.
Have we not had peace and joy?
Yes.
After the leaven gets purged out.
Yeah, we don't want anything.
Leaven of certain people, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Peace and joy comes in. Sister Amin.
Don't let anything steal it.
Amen. Amen. Don't let anything steal it. We each decided real quick after we talked about the preach, we were going to give one section or one verse of a favorite scripture today. You get to go first.
All right. Mine is real simple, but it says a whole lot.
Okay.
Ready? Psalm 34:14, and I have this on my post today, and I've been thinking
about
it.
Your sister's post?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Depart from evil and do good, seek peace, and pursue it.
I love that. That's what we're doing every day. We're seeking peace. We're pursuing it. We have joy. Oh, I love that. Good one, Sister Amin. Mine is a little longer. Psalm also from Psalms.
I love Psalms.
36, 7 through 12. Let me read this. My voice is pretty hoarse from preaching, and then we did our studies and our audios. I think I can do this. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and shall make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is a fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light. O continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me. Let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down, and they shall not be able to rise. I love that. The joy of serving the Lord, knowing the fruit of the wicked, they're going to eat thereof one day. I hope they repent. I'm like God, I want none to perish. But I love to focus on the loving kindness of God and that peace and that joy.
Oh, amen.
What do you think of that, Sister Amen?
I think I like that.
Are you ready to get some rest after a long day?
Hopefully. We'll see. But if not, the Lord always gives us what we need.
We want to praise God. We got a nice, quiet, level spot.
And
it's awesome.
It's a blessing.
And being nomadic pilgrim van dwellers, we love when we get a nice place that's level and flat and quiet, because sometimes we have to deal with a lot of noise. Sometimes it's not level, and that's okay.
There's always something.
We're always happy for a place to park, but having this spot tonight after a long weekend,
lots of stuff going on.
It's been really good. This is a beautiful place of peace and joy, sister.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
It is.
Yeah. All right. We're going to leave it right there. Check out all of those resources, the Ecclesia page for those studies and the teachings. Check out the edification page. Go check out that Baptist Street Preach. Go test me, men, what I've said to the Word of God. Everything there I said is true.
Amen.
And God's Word, I'll say this. If you think some of the words that I use, are harsh, God's Word, I just told Brother Kuo, and he and I were studying this, God's Word is not a rubber butter knife. God's Word, according to Hebrews 4:12, is a double-edged sword that cuts. The Word of God uses harsh words. It has harsh things to say. It will deal harshly with people that live in sin and wickedness. And I will just say this. The Word of God is also very graphic. I have a study coming up about the graphic nature of God's Word. That'll open some people's eyes.
Probably.
We're going to leave it right there. Love y'all. Check out those resources. Down the road we go tomorrow, Lord willing, if we get the day.
Uh-huh.
And who knows who God's going to put in our path.
I'm looking forward to it.
Amen.
I'm ready.
Love y'all. Seek the kingdom.
May God be praised.